A recent study done by the North American Association of Obesity has shown that obesity rates in adolescents have been on the rise in current generations. Penn State offers many services to students to help defeat this epidemic. One way to prevent this problem is to develop a steady workout routine during their teenage years so you don't have to play catch-up in your 30s when your body isn't as flexible. Simple, moderate daily exercise not only puts you in better shape, but also helps to improve metabolic rates tremendously. What most people don't know is that Penn State's fitness centers have personal trainers that comes with your membership, available at any time, and can help you design workouts that are perfect for your body type. Will Sefcik, one of the student trainers at the Penn State Fitness Centers, explains the process of the program called a Get Fit.
It's divided into two sessions. The first session, we use it for kind of a planning, a little get-to-know info session. We take you through the workouts, explain everything about the piece of equipment you'll use, and we'll actually go through the workout with you so that you know exactly what you're doing.
Along with these private sessions, trainers can answer any questions while working out and will assist you with weight training to make sure you are using the equipment safely. There are also many fitness classes taught by instructors that focus on specific workouts for all parts of the body. Penn State gym member Megan Sullivan explains why she's glad she takes advantage of this opportunity.
It's really nice having the trainers available at the gym for free because they can really help you with workout routines and things you wouldn't know on your own. They help you mold your body into something you want it to be, and it's really nice having them there.
According to a 2012 study from the Community Practitioner Health Journal, most people are uneducated on what is considered proper nutrition. When trying to lose weight, people need to watch their calorie intake, especially after workouts, and limit rest periods to only what is necessary. Healthy eating habits are important as early on as infancy in order to prevent obesity in your later years. Lisa Wendell, Director of Residential Dining, explains how Penn State's five on-campus dining commons help students make better food choices.
Our philosophy is there is no bad food. We'll offer foods, for instance, that have an H on their menu information card, and that'll tell the student that that entree is less than 500 calories and less than 10 grams of fat.
Each of the commons provides a full fruit and salad bar, whole wheat alternatives to foods heavy in carbohydrates, and meals that are cooked in healthier ways. Wendell says that there's another way the commons makes the effort to provide students with the best variety of foods.
We have student nutrition assistants. They work with our students. They go out in the dining commons during dinner and they do programming. So they show the students what foods are healthier. They talk about healthier beverages, what foods benefit your skin, your hair, your eyes, your nails.
Caitlin Leffler, a junior at Penn State, now lives off campus and no longer has a meal plan. The expensive outside costs to eat at the commons without a meal plan prevents her from going as much as she would like to. Leffler explains how much she misses being able to have the healthier options.
When I would go to the dining commons, there was so much variety of food, and they always had vegetables, they always had fruit and salads, and I feel like not having a meal plan, I always eat terrible.
A study done in 1995 by the National Library of Medicine states that simply eating more fruits and vegetables isn't necessarily the healthiest way to go. Appropriate portions are different based on body type, but the recommended daily value is at least 5 portions a day. Wendell says the problem lies in something else.
We know that we can't just go completely healthy foods. To do that, it would send our students probably off campus to places where they can get cheeseburgers, french fries, and things like that. So it's not bad food, but it's bad behaviors.
For Comm Radio, I'm Allie Marzello.